right, let's say good morning to our 9 News Bronco Insider, Mike Kliss, presented by presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Hey, one of the things that came up this morning, we're just wondering, why did Melvin Gordon choose to finish out this season where the best you can end up is 8-8 and no playoff spot, and not take his the suspension this season and push it back to next year?
Yes, I'm not quite sure. I listened in, and the lawyer that he had said that they had significant mitigation and evidence that they've been about this case, that they've been talking with the district attorney. And, you know, maybe Melvin believes he can, you know, he can have these charges dropped or worked in his favor. I'm not sure about that. He just felt it was to his advantage to go forward with this and continuing until January 14th. From what I understand, it's still possible that he and the his lawyers and the DA can still work this out, and maybe something comes up at a later date, but for now, he's going to play the rest of this season. And another reason is, why now? Is he's a hot back. You know, if he finishes this season strong and winds up with 1,000 yards, and the Broncos' void is guarantees, maybe there will be a good market for him out there. You know, I'm not sure exactly what the thinking is. But that's where it stands now.
All right. So do you think Melvin Gordon fits into the Broncos' plans next year?
I think right now, yeah, I think right now he does. And, I mean, he's clearly emerged a little bit past Philip Lindsay. And I know that that's the downside, you know, when you have two backs, and Melvin's definitely running better than Philip Lindsay. I'm not sure that Philip's knee is 100%. I don't know if it's because Lindsay doesn't do as much in the passing game. If it's almost a tell when he's in the game that he's going to get the ball. Melvin Gordon is definitely producing right now, and I do think the Broncos would like to keep him.
But wouldn't you think then if that was the Broncos' plans, that they would encourage, maybe even pressure Melvin Gordon to get this thing settled now so that he doesn't have a potential 3-game suspension hanging over his head at the start of next season when it means something?
Yes and no. Think about this, though. If you're 8-8, I don't think there's many changes with the Broncos. If you're 5-11, I think there's going to be major changes with the Broncos. So, Melvin, delay that thing. You know, that could be the attitude upstairs at Dove Valley also.
What kind of, you mentioned it, so I got to follow up on it. What kind of major changes are you thinking if they lose the last 3 games?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to punt on that one.
Okay.
I don't want to speculate because, you know, if I start naming names or positions, you know, then,
all right. Well, let me ask you something.
And then it doesn't happen. So I'm not going to, I'd rather not speculate right now on jobs lost.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. What about this offense and how it changed last week? And is that sustainable? Is that form of offense maybe a little bit more under center, a little bit more of a fullback and a tight end and, you know, two tights or two back type of system, a little bit more Scangarello type offense, throw it underneath, create some screens and do all that stuff. Is that a sustainable model to help Drew Lock over the next 3 games to really start to solidify himself and answer some of the questions that have been looming out there on Drew Lock?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think if we have to find out if, you know, the Broncos didn't just have a favorable matchup against number 24, Douglas, And that was the big reason why they had such a nice day. I'm sure Buffalo is going to play a little better than what Carolina's defense did. But I think the overall mindset, attitude, execution can be repeated. Drew Lock, it was clear that it was hammered over his head to take checkdowns, to take shorter passes. And by doing so completing, you know, taking the layup, so to speak, everybody loves the basketball metaphor with Drew Lock. Instead of the contested three, he, it opened up the three and the bomb to Hamler, you know, there was the double moves to Judy and that set up one touchdown, the double moves by Hamler that led directly to touchdowns. And I thought it was nice. And Shermer had a nice balance of run and pass. It looked like right from the first two snaps of the game, Mark, that the offensive line moved the Carolina front. You could see the line of scrimmage moving in the Broncos' favor on offense. That doesn't always happen, you know, game to game. Like, for instance, I don't think that offensive line could move the New Orleans Saints defensive front the way they did against Carolina. So that was huge. You're not going to get that week in and week out. But I think the overall mindset, the attitude, the run pass, I think that can be repeated week to week. And while Locke won't play as well necessarily every week like he did against the Panthers, he can get closer to it.
Real quick, Mike, are we going to see Von Miller before this season ends?
I don't think so. He would have to practice this week, in my opinion, in order to play in the final game. So I think he needs two solid weeks of practice and into the third before he plays. I could be wrong about that. I don't think it makes sense for him to practice 1 week and go out there and play with that type of injury. So if he gets out there and practices this week, then I think he's got a chance to play in the final game. If he's not out there practicing, I don't think there's much chance.
All right, Mike. I guess that's anything else, Mike?
I'm good.
I'm good too.
I'm good. Unless you want to start naming names.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're on Taylor Russolino watch here this week. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, for the kicker, because McManus is quarantined, right?
Yeah, he's quarantined for 5 days. He started yesterday at a local hotel, to stay away from his family and friends or wherever he picked it up on the outside. And Shelby Harris did this too, and he wound up testing positive on the fifth day. So hopefully that does not happen with Brandon McManus. If not, or if he does test positive, then Taylor Russolino from the XFL, he was teammates with Marquette King earlier this year.
Oh, all right. Hey,
Marquette.
Did Bowles and Noah Fant make it home?
They made it home yesterday. They tested positive. Bowles had ate something Saturday night in his hotel. He's got some kind of food allergy, and it upset his stomach on Sunday, and they took super extra precaution and held him out because of a COVID symptom. And Noah Fant, I guess... lost his cookies before the game. But he does that a lot. I guess he's one of those guys who the nerves build up. But he also had a little headache. So the team, as extra precaution, pulled him after the first series of the game and would not allow him to play.
Okay. But both were negative for COVID.
Both were negative. With all the extra tests, you know, that point of care and the overnight tests. And so the team arranged for a charter flight for them to come back from Charlotte yesterday. They landed about noon.
All right. Okay. Perfect.
Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coming up, will Drew Lock end up being the guy? Simply because there aren't many other options. That's next.